My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents his state's 1st congressional district. You may have heard the first part of my conversation with the congressman regarding his reaction to the free trade agreements approved by the House and Senate, and that the president was able to sign in short order this week. But the House did much more this week, including efforts to roll back certain new regulations, especially as it relates to the coal industry. And we also got the congressman's reaction to the Occupy Wall Street movement. But I began by asking him what the focal point was this week in terms of rolling back new government regulations.
Well, there are brand new air pollution restrictions that have been added this year by the EPA that were going to basically shut down coal-fired plants. And you know, in fairness to the president, I've got to give him credit. This is one thing the president said he was going to do while he was running for office that he has actually come through on and really worked hard to do. He said that coal-fired electric plants, you know, he wasn't going to outlaw them, but he would just run them bankrupt. He said he would cause the price of energy to skyrocket. Well, he's kept good on those promises, and this was the EPA trying to keep that. So most of the electricity in the country is produced by coal. They stuck standards of pollution that exceeded anything previously done, and it would have been impossible for so many of the plants to meet. So come next year, there would have been shutdowns beginning January 1st all over the country. You would have rolling blackouts. You would have massive layoffs. But and it wouldn't just be in Texas. It'd be all over the country, you know. Any place where there's coal being produced, any place where coal plants are located to produce electricity, those folks are going to need some kind of windmill to hold up out the window of their car or something to produce energy, because this president was going to take theirs away.
Do you think it's going to pass in the Senate?
I think that if it doesn't, and there's these massive layoffs that will have to occur, because they cannot physically meet the requirements. And by the way, so you know, I'm in East Texas, lots of pine trees, and there are times when the pollen alone exceeds the standards, and the only way we could meet them is to cut down all the pine trees, cement over all the azaleas, all the plants, and then we might could meet their requirements on certain days when it's just nature taking its course. That's how outrageous these restrictions were going to be on air quality. You know, some of us are used to dealing with pollen and spores, but this was going to be outrageous. So if it doesn't pass the Senate, then we'll know exactly who to blame when people don't have electricity for their home. And, of course, what that does to business, virtually every city, state has agreements with manufacturers that if there's a shortage of electricity, the businesses lose their electricity first. Well, manufacturers have got to be able to count on electricity, so you'll see them fleeing the country, too. I mean, it's a prescription for disaster, and maybe the Senate wants to be bribed in order to do what's right for the country on that bill, too. I hope not. I hope they'll go ahead and do the right thing so people will have electricity. The elderly will not be sitting in, you know, 100-degree heat next summer without air conditioning. That you know, people will be able to live comfortably unless the Senate refuses to help the country.
Are you sensing any bipartisan consensus on this? I know one of your Democratic colleagues, Congressman McDermott of Washington, who's one of the more liberal members certainly, said he can't figure out why dirtier air would mean more jobs. You just explained why this regulation, in your opinion, definitely needs to be repealed. Is there much common understanding here, or is it just
a
strong divide?
And bless their hearts, we've got so much work to do in educating our colleagues, some of them across the aisle. You know, I've got friends across the aisle. They get it. But bless his heart, Mr. McDermott does not understand that when you drive manufacturing jobs, great union jobs, when you drive those jobs to China and South America where they're polluting 4 to 10 times more doing the same thing that we're doing in producing manufactured goods here, you have not helped the environment. And with these just draconian requirements added. We all want clean air. We all want clean water. And they make it sound like we want to kill people. Well, they're the guys that demanded we put mercury in everybody's light bulbs. Boy, that's a prescription for disaster. So they're out there poisoning everybody by requiring that mercury be in our light bulbs. And yet some of us are saying, look, let's have reasonable air quality standards so certain days when there's too much pollen, you know, everything else doesn't shut down. And by the way, take a look. Try to get this through your head. When you drive manufacturing jobs overseas, not only do you lose that income for those individuals, the self-respect, the income for the federal treasury, you cause 4 to 10 times more pollution than when those jobs were in our country. So I don't understand what's so complicated about keeping them here, having reasonable air and water quality standards. We need that. We want that. We want our kids to inherit a great country, a clean country. We want to be good stewards of the environment. But we also want a country where there's still an economy that's a strong economy, the strongest in the world, and these guys are taking us south.
Last topic, Congressman, in our last 60 seconds or so, you mentioned your affiliation and appreciation for the Tea Party a little while ago, and a lot of these Occupy Wall Street protests, much different crowd certainly, but a lot of folks have said this is a grassroots movement on the other side akin to the Tea Party. How do you respond to that?
It's about as they're about as kin as the American Revolution and the French Revolution. The American Revolution was people pledging their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor for liberty, for freedom, for the ability to govern ourselves. Some thought that the French Revolution was going to do that, but it was more about jealousy and envy and looting and taking from others because they had more and destroying and ransacking. The American Revolution was not about those things. It was about principle. And that's what you have here. You hear the interviews of so many of these Occupy Wall Street folks. They disagree on what they're out there about. They they're a walking advertisement for the miseducation that so many places have done for students. Polling of these kids out there indicate that it's nearly 40% see no difference between the United States and Al-Qaeda. Whereas the Tea Party folks, you look at the numbers, we're now approaching that all of the income tax, the personal income tax, will be paid for about 50% will pay all the income tax. I go to Tea Parties all over the country, and everybody I find at the Tea Parties is paying income tax. And when you see that maybe 28-30% or more of the country identify with the Tea Party, and you know that the Tea Party folks are all paying income tax, it tells you that this is over half of the country's income taxpayers. They have a vested interest in the country. And these folks on Occupy Wall Street, you know, they're out there saying, you know, let's destroy the banks, and by the way, somebody pay off my student loans. That's French Revolution stuff. You know, let's burn down anybody's house that's nicer than what we have. They don't understand the principles on which this nation was founded. And I'm looking forward to someday them waking up. And if we don't get this thing turned around, then they're going to be able to look back 20 years from now and go, wow, we had no idea how good we had it before.
Well, certainly a major time for major progress to be made, hopefully. Congressman, so much going on this week. Thanks for helping us cover it.
Right, it's great to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for getting the word out.
My pleasure.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.